Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast, where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. And the topic of today's podcast is the exorcism of Annalise Michel. If you're familiar with the movie, the 2005 movie, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, that story was based upon real events. About Annalise Michel. We're going to talk about her life and some of the things that she went through.
Her tragic end.
Yes. But before we do, let me introduce our panel. I am joined, as always, by the very lovely and talented, the Queen of Mean, the Empress of Evil, the Mistress of the Macabre, Pill Poppin', Penis Lovin', Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm fucking hungry, Tim. That's how I am. How are you?
Why are you hungry?
Because I'm hungry, because I've not eaten anything in 2 days. Eaten anything real in 2 days.
You're on a liquid diet.
I am.
Would you like some water?
No, I got some, thanks.
Okay.
And I'm trying to cope and be okay. And
well, I'm glad you're not eating popcorn.
Clearly, you're glad I'm not eating popcorn.
I don't know.
You're not in it yet.
This is her segment.
Okay.
So I have a segment. It's
Brandy.
My time.
Okay, let's go.
Right. So how are you feeling about that?
Feel hungry.
You're trying to provoke the girl. Would you stop it?
No. What I'm trying to do is asking her to share how she's feeling, because she is going to be away for a little while.
And not sharing Percocet with you.
That's mean. But you're going to have surgery, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be out for a couple weeks.
Yes.
So we're going to try to podcast. We're going to try to work something out where you can join us if possible, if you're not too drugged up or...
If I'm drugged up. If she is drugged up, that would be even better.
I have a husband that will drive me.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if we can do that. If not, we'll do our best to keep podcasting until you get
out. Soldier on.
I don't know how we'll manage.
You have not been introduced.
You haven't been introduced. She's got a point. Let me introduce the most dangerous.
Well, then she can't talk when I'm talking.
You're introducing your own introduction.
No, because
I'm interrupting your own introduction.
I've already been introduced, so I can speak anytime I want.
Yeah, she's got a point. She's here already. You're not here, officially. Yet.
Does not seem fair.
And I also want it noted that I'm here on time.
It seems neither fair nor just.
I punched the clock on time.
I was a little late.
To be up in this biatch.
Let me introduce the most dangerous man in podcasting today, a man of
little talent.
Moral clarity. The Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard.
Moral clarity.
Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
Doing wonderful, Timmy. And thank you. I do like to think that I am the moral compass for the show.
Shit.
Yeah, you really are.
Well, certainly not you over there, devil.
I never claimed to be.
This topic is really going to be close to Brandy's heart. You know, she gets a little nervous when you start talking about exorcism.
I know. It's happened to her like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
There have been 9 priests go through Brandy.
Yeah. Does your skin start to crawl when you hear the word exorcism? Or? No.
She don't even sweat no more.
Yeah.
Nah, I got it.
23-year-old priest, hair all turned white, coming out of Brandy Devil's house.
You fuck with the bull, you get the horns.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
What?
When one of our presidential candidates said, "Grab him by the hoo-ha."
Yeah.
I think what he meant was kind of like when people say grab the bull by the horns, only you know, different.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know what he meant.
He didn't say that at all.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
That easy. Don't they seem like the same thing? Like,
they
it
not.
Seems as smart to me, as wise to me, as walking up to a bull and grabbing him by the horns.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the results will be the same.
Yeah, you're going to get gored.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to get crippled and gored and whatever. And that's why I thought they were similar. You talk about grabbing the bull by the horns. Well,
yeah, it's not going to have a good ending.
You know what? But I'm sure the bull will react different if you grab him by his nuts.
Well,
so, I mean, you know, they're not the same.
Yeah. So anyway,
let me grab you by your ears.
That would hurt.
Grabs you by your nuts.
Let me give some shout outs to our patrons. If you would like to be a patron to the show, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/historydweebs. We appreciate all donations. It helps us with cover the cost of associated with producing the podcast.
We're like the Bonanza. You know, Bonanza was canceled because it was too expensive to make.
We're like
Bonanza. Yeah, it was like you're like Dan Blockhart.
I'm like
Hoss.
Little Joe.
I like to think of myself as Hoss.
Wasn't Hoss retarded?
He was slow-witted.
He had that stupid hat.
He had like a 20-gallon hat.
I'm telling you what. I feel sorry for the horse that he was riding on.
I mean, here's an interesting fact about
that. Or the horse.
You know, they always dressed in the same exact clothes because that way they could use other scenes and not have to film so much. So
if
you watch Bonanza, it was the first show to come in color.
Why would you ever know that?
But they... I don't know how. Do I know a lot
that
of
that show was on like for 25 years. It was on a long.
But
time.
They.
I don't.
Where was that Gunsmoke?
That was Gunsmoke.
Okay.
But no, they dressed. It was the first one to come out in color.
Miss Kitty was a whore.
She was a whoremonger. She was a whorehouse den mother. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a mama-san.
Yeah.
Aww. Love her heart.
Yeah, but she had that. She was all right, but she had that little mold painted on mold.
I mean, what?
She had mold.
A mold. I don't think she was moldy. I think she had a mold.
A mold. Yeah.
I think
she was a painted lady.
Women call it a beauty mark to me.
Yeah, I call it a mold.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you called it six other things since we've been sitting here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to the Patreon shout out. So we'd like to thank. We would like to thank, and we're very grateful for those who are supporting us on Patreon. We'd like to thank Chip and Alicia, Bridget, Jahara, Angelo, Andrew Happ, Cindy Lou, and her pirate patch, Brandy McBride, Amber McCain Scoville, and Jennifer Siemens. Thank you all very much. And Charlie, who joined Patreon, supporting us
on
Patreon.
Thank you.
Thank you
all very, very much. We certainly appreciate it. And like I said, if you'd like to support us on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/historydweebs. Let's talk about the exorcism of Annalise Mikkel. I'm going to screw up this name probably.
I believe the name is Annalise.
I don't think it is.
No, it is not Annalise.
Annalise.
No, it's not Annalise.
That's your nickname. That's not her name.
So let's talk about Annalise Mikkel, okay? If you're familiar with the 2005 movie, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, I saw that in the Philippines, by the way, just FYI. Did you watch it?
I saw it.
Yeah.
It was not in the Philippines. It was in my living room.
Yeah, well. Oh, so you didn't see it in the movies. I actually paid to see this fucking movie.
Well, I paid to see it. I own it.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Candyman.
I never saw
Candyman
that.
Candyman made
never
me cry.
It. I never saw it.
I saw it in the movie theater.
Okay. Chuck, your favorite?
My favorite, I'd say, I like werewolves. I'm going to go with American Werewolf in London.
Not Teen Wolf?
Not Teen Wolf, no. I like the werewolf movies.
I like the song Werewolf. What's it, the song?
Werewolf of London.
Yeah.
Candyman's a great horror movie. Stop doing
never
that.
Seen
Candyman's
it.
A great horror movie. And there's a movie called The Strangers that I made it through about 10 minutes.
I saw that one.
About 10 minutes, and I had to stop. I couldn't do it. And The Omen is wonderful.
The Omen's a school, yes.
The Old Omen.
Oh, now, there's an old movie that's kind of a horror, kind of a thriller. It's called The Other. It was a popular book The Other. If you ever get a chance, read the book, look or watch the movie. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
It's got one of those endings that it just make you pucker right up.
Gregory Peck's In the Oven is so good. I love him.
How about the worst one you ever saw?
Zombies of the Caribbean, but it had a lot of boobies in it.
Zombievers.
Zombievers? Yeah.
I never saw either.
Dave made me watch that one time.
But let me tell you, the worst one I think is those paranormal activities.
I never watched any of those.
I mean, the first one, I swear to God, it had four people in the whole movie. Four through the whole well,
fucking Blair
show.
Witch. Look at Blair Witch. Yeah. That scared the shit out of me for a while. It wasn't the worst. It wasn't my favorite, but it scared me for a little bit. And then, you know, I saw one of the girl in like a, you know, Steak and Shake commercial. I'm like, oh, okay then.
My favorite part of the Paranormal Activity is they bring in the parapsychologist, the specialist. And, you know, he's, like, looking around, and he's like, fuck, I'm getting out of here. He was there in the scene for, like, a minute and a half. He didn't even stick around.
Then the other three people just carried that whole movie.
Yeah, really. And one of them was from Cincinnati, one of the actresses.
And if you're old enough, you remember the old Hammer films with Christopher Lee, he was the vampire. And that's the first one that had the busty
vampire.
Women in there. You know,
that's where they based Elvira on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
and there was just hints. Subtle hints of lesbianism amongst the female vampires.
What do you think about the Bride of Frankenstein? That hair that she had, it just didn't do it for me.
It didn't do it for me, but
I do like the idea of holding on to the little bolts. Like,
in her neck?
Yeah, if she's like doing oral.
But why didn't they give her bigger boobs? If you're going to build a woman, give her bigger boobs. They gave this woman like a B cup.
Wow.
I mean, give it a big old double D knockers if you're going to build one.
But think about those bolts coming in handy.
Jesus Christ.
If there ain't no current running through them, you never know.
Saw, but I didn't like the rest of them. Just the first Saw.
Let's talk about him.
That was good.
Let's talk about Amy.
Really? Because now you don't want to talk about getting a BJ by a bolt neck woman?
No, I just didn't like that. I mean, that hair, I guess it's supposed to be because she was in shock or something. Because, you know, they say you get gray hair if you get shocked. And she's got this gray hair streak going up her head. And I guess they built her for Frankenstein to marry. But, you know.
Yeah, she wasn't built for you.
That just
you want somebody built for you. You need to order somebody from Japan. They can build you exactly what you want.
Well, it wouldn't look like her, but she may have bolts.
You can be Lars and the Real Girl. Timmy and the Real Girl.
Would you get if you could just check down a list? Mm-hmm. What would be two qualities that you would say?
Oh, someone with a good personality.
See, I would want mutism.
I was gonna say you want silence.
Silence, mutism.
Borderline retarded.
They'd have to be.
No, because I'd want them to make me a sandwich, and I wouldn't want to because I like the cheese on top.
I'd be able to make you a mustard sandwich.
Yeah.
And you put those nasty Fritos on your sandwiches anyway. For our listeners, Chuck eats Frito sandwiches, which is totally
It's gross. Not unusual.
It's gross.
I like to take my sandwich thins and take a thick slice of cheese and put some Fritos on them and make a sandwich.
It's gross.
It's good. It's
all right. It's anyway, lunch. Let's go to the story. Because we're trying to get to the story quicker these days.
Yeah, well.
Let's talk about the exorcism of Annalise McHale.
Yes, still.
Yes. If you're familiar with the 2005 movie,
still.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose, the film centered around a character named Emily. She was 19 years old, decided to
It was centered on a guy named Bruce.
She decided to leave her extremely religious family for the first time, embark on a career at a university. And then some strange things started happening, and her family began to believe she was possessed. And thus the title, The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Well, that movie was actually based on a true story, and we're going to talk about that. So Annalise McHale was born on September 21st, 1952, in Lifflin. I'm sure I'm saying this wrong.
Oh, I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah. Bavaria in West Germany.
You got Bavaria wrong.
In Bavaria in West Germany. I've been to Bavaria. And it was in West Germany, which tells you what, Colonel?
That you didn't go to East Germany.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, Germany.
Was the wall up?
Yeah, the wall was up. You know, it always amazes me when I think about it how recent that was, but that's been over 30 years ago the wall came down.
I was
in the 80s.
80, I believe like 89. I was like 21 years old, and I told Gorbachev, take down that wall.
I think you did not. But anyway, at the time, Germany was divided between East and West, and she was in West Germany. She was born to a Catholic family, a very devout Catholic family. Annalise was brought up with three young. She had three younger sisters by her parents, Joseph and Anna. Joseph operated a small sawmill operation. As I mentioned before, the family were devout Catholics. And Annalise and her sisters were primarily cared for by her grandmother, as her mother worked. And her grandmother brought them up and taught them about the Catholic faith. So, you know, she's getting a lot of homeschool in there.
Were they Baptist?
No, they were Catholic.
They were devout Catholic.
Yeah.
I heard that somewhere, but I wasn't sure.
Pay attention.
Sorry.
Annalise was a bright and outgoing, very pretty girl, if you see her pictures. And she aspired to be a school teacher. Like everyone else in her family.
They were devout Catholics.
Yes. She was very deeply religious and went to Mass twice a week.
Went to bingo once a week.
That's right. And hit the bar the rest of the time.
Went to the fish fry on Friday.
I do not know about that. But anyway.
All those Catholics
Annalise,
love the fish fry.
The home, there was a little secret in the house. There were some family secrets. Apparently, the mother had an illegitimate daughter.
What?
Named Martha, who was born 4 years before Annalise.
A bastard?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the accuracy of this, so this is just insane.
I'm just throwing this out.
I'm not saying she had a bastard child.
I'm just
saying. In some of the research.
Rumor has it.
The problem with trying to research the real story. The problem with trying to research the real story of this is that, you know, it gets mixed up with the paranormal stuff, so it's kind of hard to tell what's fact, what's fiction. But anyway, apparently this family had this other daughter named Martha, who was 4 years older than Annalise, and she had died of kidney trouble when Annalise was just a baby. But this kind of shame brought to, you know, kind of, this was a pious family, so it kind of, you know, it was a sore spot with the family.
I bet.
Now, again,
they were deeply religious.
Yes.
They were Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Annalise,
they was using the porn.
She would be forced to perform penance.
Penance?
For her sinful mother.
Just a pittance.
What the fuck?
I don't know what she did. I don't know. I don't know if she had to hit herself.
Well, apparently,
she was probably doing Hail Marys or hitting herself in the back of the belt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That shit hurts, too.
But the family turned to fringe extremist Catholic groups, like the far extreme groups. So that was her upbringing. She was in a constant state of atonement for the sins of others. Annalise rarely,
please,
if ever, spoke about herself. She was a type of person who liked to help others. Yeah. She was constantly displaying compassion and empathy for her fellow human beings.
She was young.
Often, when there were arguments in the family, Annalise would take the side of her younger sisters instead of her parents, because she liked to defend the rights of those who were weak or the weakest and had trouble defending themselves. She would spend most of her days reading or at church, and at night praying constantly. And dedicated the rest of her time strengthening her faith and her spiritual relationship with God. So she was a very religious young lady, but bright, did well in school, had aspired to be a school teacher.
Okay. Once Annalise became ill, she was placed in a hospital in Mettelburg, Germany.
Yeah, she became ill when she was 16.
Yes.
Yes.
Anything else you want to keep going?
No, go ahead. Continue.
I got it.
You'll
get
it all.
Thanks. It was an establishment specifically designed as a sanatorium for sufferers of tuberculosis.
The consumption.
The consumption.
Which is what you have.
My stepdaddy had the consumption, actually.
Yeah, it
was... Spent 18 months in a sanitarium.
It was there...
He recovered.
...when she was 16 that she suffered her first severe convulsion and was diagnosed with having temporal lobe epilepsy.
Ooh.
Often, a person that meets the criteria, the medical criteria for grand mal seizures, they completely lose consciousness, they experience violent muscle contractions, they may notice an odd taste or a smell, which is known as an aura, and they let out these blood-curdling screams.
Kind of like you when I took away your popcorn.
Yeah.
No, it was kind of like you as you were screaming. As you were talking about
it. It was like you when you were talking about taking your computer home.
Right. Annalise began to seek treatment for her seizures, and she was placed on the drug Dilantin. Annalise found little relief with the drug, and she began reporting that she saw devil faces while praying. Doctors then prescribed her another drug used to treat the symptoms of psychosis and schizophrenia. She fell into a deeper depression and continued to see visions, along with hearing voices telling her that she was damned and that she was going to rot in hell.
That's kind of... Is that kind of young for the onset of schizophrenia?
No, it usually happens about...
I thought it was like in the early 20s.
No, about 16, 20. Something like that.
All right.
Annalise would have periods of stability that would allow her to do well in school. In 1973, Annalise graduated and joined the University of Wurzburg. Her classmates later described her as withdrawn and very religious. She couldn't keep her shit together very long, though. Later in 1973, she began hallucinating while praying and complained about hearing voices telling her that she was damned and going to rot in hell. Annalise's treatments in a psychiatric hospital did not improve her health, and her depression worsened. Long-term treatment didn't help either, and she grew increasingly frustrated with the medical intervention. Being the devout Catholic that she was, she began to attribute it to demonic possession.
Is that kind of how you guys work?
I mean, do you take over? Is that when you're possessing somebody because you're on the devil squad?
You've got that taking over orientation, I'm sure.
Yeah, look down.
I got to look in the handbook.
Yeah, look down. I can see one of the sixes. You might want to fix your hair on your scalp. I can see one of the sixes there. But when you're taking over a poor innocent girl's soul, I mean, what is the protocol?
Annalise became intolerant of sacred places and objects.
Oh, you're not going to tell us.
If I told you, then everyone would know, and then that would be stupid.
Yeah,
that's true.
It'd go viral.
We'll just ask Cindy Lou. She'll tell me.
She became intolerant of sacred objects and places, and like the crucifix and whatever.
Are you intolerant of a crucifix?
Intolerant of you fuckers. Annalise's condition began to worsen. She often had violent outbursts. She would injure herself. She ate insects. She even drank her own urine.
Yeah, well,
that's great.
Something wrong with that.
So that's it. Well, she got to have something to wash down the bugs.
Because it tastes good.
She did have to have something to wash down the bugs.
That's horrible. That's awful.
Well, I mean, those flies, you know, they get stuck in your throat.
They do. And, you know, the one thing about, I mean, she went green.
Well, when you're, going,
when you're drinking your own urine, Al Gore should drink his own urine.
He probably does. So she was then sent to San Damiano. San Damiano, Italy.
Yeah, it's a...
is that Saint Demon?
No, it's a holy site.
She went with a family friend who regularly organized such pilgrimages to holy places that were not officially recognized by the church. Her friend, who I'm sure had crazy medical background and experience, concluded that she was suffering from demonic possession because she couldn't walk past a crucifix and refused to drink the water of a holy spring. So that clearly means...
I'm not drinking that nasty water either.
No, that clearly means...
I drink my own urine first.
That gives you squirts. You drink that spring water, it'll go right through you.
The good thing is you could just put a cup down there and recycle.
After exhausting all the medical options, the Mikkel family turned to the church for help.
Yeah, this is not a good choice.
Yeah. So both she and her family became convinced and consulted several priests asking for an exorcism. Annalise and her family...
Anytime you consult the church for help, it's not going
with a
well.
Health issue.
It's not bad. if you're like going to the food bank at your church.
Yeah.
But when you need medical treatment, mm-hmm. unless you're going to a hospital named after a saint, mm-hmm. it's probably not good.
Yeah. Annalise and her family petitioned the Catholic Church several times to perform the rites of exorcism on her and were denied. The church recommended that Annalise continue her medical treatment.
Well, now that
so
was
even the church is telling her, yeah. you know, go get her back on her meds.
That's a responsible.
That is the responsible thing to do.
Yes.
Annalise's condition worsened physically, and she displayed aggression, self-injury, still drinking her own pee, still eating spiders. And she would often talk in strange voices and curse her parents.
Well, who doesn't?
Teenage girl does not do that, for real?
I wonder if she had asparagus.
Ew.
Because you know it turns.
Yes, I know all about asparagus and piss. I know.
Yeah.
In November of 1973, Annalise started her treatment with Tegretol, an anti-seizure drug and mood stabilizer.
And remember, we're talking about these psychotropic drugs back in the 70s.
They really should have been good. She should have.
No, I mean there probably wasn't.
Been done with it.
My point is, it probably wasn't very good at the time, or not advanced.
They had all the good drugs in the 70s.
Maybe we could slip that into some of the devil's protein shakes, and
I say crucifix.
It would probably taste better.
Well, that's true.
Let's see.
You know, you could drink your own urine.
And it would taste better.
Well, I'm just saying, instead of the shakes.
Instead of the shakes.
Yeah. Let's see.
What flavor did you have?
A urine smoothie.
What flavor shake do you have today?
I had a chocolate and I had a strawberry.
Are they nasty?
So you just need a vanilla for a Neapolitan.
I've got a vanilla one in there.
It's going for the trifecta.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all they have? They don't have banana?
I don't know if they have banana or not.
I used to think like that banana. Word was Napoleon. And I couldn't understand why they named fucking ice cream after Napoleon.
I did too. All right. So, Tegretol is an anti-seizure drug and a mood stabilizer. She was prescribed antipsychotic drugs during the course of the religious rites and took them frequently until 10 months before her death. Desperate to find help for their young daughter, the parents continued to reach out to the church for guidance. They finally reached out to a priest named Ernest Ault.
Ernie? Yeah. Ernie the priest.
No.
This guy
Father
was
Ernie.
He probably wasn't even a real priest.
Probably not.
He probably had one of those churches that on the
I love this.
Storefront churches.
Wait a minute. I love this. Let me read this part. Yeah, they saw him on a bus sign.
Mm-hmm.
The priest, on seeing Annalise, declared that she didn't look like an epileptic, and he didn't see her having any seizures.
She don't look like no damn epileptic to me.
Yeah.
She ain't a shaking and a quivering.
Yeah.
Well, they found what happened is they found a priest that would listen to
her.
That would reaffirm what they already thought was going on.
Ault believed she was suffering from demonic possession and urged the local bishop to allow an exorcism. In a letter to the bishop,
first of all, his last name only has three letters, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to point that out. Ault, A-L-T.
I don't think you should be able to be called Ault. I mean, don't that mean?
I mean, that's one syllable.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's an amazing, amazing
what's
break
his middle
we took
name?
From the
because
story.
He should be Ernest Lee Ault. I bet he is if we look him up. Ernest T. Ault, Ernest Lee Ault, something like that.
Okay. So in a letter in 1975, Annalise wrote, "I'm nothing. Everything about me is vanity. What should I do? I have to improve. You pray for me." And also once told him, "I want to suffer for other people, but this is so cruel."
Yeah, she was
at wit's end.
Wit's end, not doing very well, and then you know she's just looking for answers, and this guy is telling her, you're possessed.
Well, clearly, you don't look like an epileptic.
Aside from the urine drinking and bug eating, you know, a woman saying I want to suffer for other people and I'm willing to, you know, pay for your own sins. I wouldn't mind having somebody pay for my own sins.
What does an epileptic look like?
It depends on when you catch him, I guess.
Well, okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but apparently she didn't have any seizures when he was around, so he says he gives her the all clear.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't look like epileptic to me.
I am not epileptic.
See?
Yeah.
I hit that one right on the nose.
Nailed it.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
In
Dr.
September,
Kerner.
Yes.
No, you're not getting another title.
In September of the same year, Bishop Josef Stengel granted the priest...
One of the Nazis?
He might have been, I don't know. Granted the priest named Arnold Renz permission to exercise according to the ritual... Okay, so he's going to do an exorcism.
So far, we got Ernest and Arnold involved in this.
But he ordered it in total secrecy. Well, I think Ernest kind of got fucked because he's the one that took it to him.
No, he's included. He's an assistant on this.
Oh. That's what I want. Arnie and Ernest to come over and get the demon out.
Right.
Yeah.
Might as well just invite Lanny.
The Roman ritual, which for whatever reason...
We're going to have to invite Arnold and Ernie to one of our podcasts.
Yeah,
okay, so the Roman ritual, which Tim tried to have me pronounce in Latin up there since before, is one of
You can't do it?
No.
Ritual.
No.
Romanium.
Of 1614.
I got 1614. That part.
I actually looked that up to see what it was, and it was like a lot of religious stuff.
Yeah.
I got bored.
So it's one of the official ritual works of the Roman Rite of the Catholic Church. And contains the process for exorcism of demons.
Okay, this is a sound.
So they need an old priest and a young priest. So maybe that's what they had.
Ernest was old guy.
Well, let me just Arnold say this. Was the young the Ernest guy had done these before, or not the Ernest.
And for 1995, he'll come and do it for you.
Yeah.
Let me, and I don't want to say anything bad about religion, but it's pretty boring stuff when you read it.
Well, yeah.
An exorcism?
No, I'm talking about
He couldn't
the
even
Bible.
Get to that part. He
well, it depends on what parts of the Bible you're talking about. Now, you got some parts of the Bible where just thousands of people are getting slaughtered.
Yeah, I must not have read that part. I read that part about, and turn the other cheek and stuff like that. It's kind of boring.
No, that's boring shit, but you get into...
You got to read the Old Testament stuff. There's your fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Well, but
that's where you stone and you get to stone people and shit. Like Devil over here, she got that looked like a 50-50 shirt to me, Devil.
What do you mean 50-50?
You can't mix fabrics. Can't mix fabrics.
You got a blend? Is that a blend?
She got a blend on her.
Like polyester.
We
got
to stone her. We got to take her outside, bury her up to her neck, and stone.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing that today.
Wait, I can be stoned for this.
Really? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, finally. All right.
I hadn't planned on stoning anyone today, but
I.
You guys have to read The Lottery, the movie or the book, The Lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a good book.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Stoning in that. That's what.
So these.
Henry wrote
it was much more interesting than the Bible to me.
Are we good? Okay. You done clucking chickens?
But it wasn't old Henry. I'm going to look at it.
All right. So. These two priests performed the first session on October 24th, 1975. Once the priest was granted permission to perform the exorcism sessions, Annalise completely stopped all medical treatment and relied only on religious healing.
That sounds like a good idea.
Well, sure. It is ill-advised for anyone undergoing psychiatric treatment for epilepsy or psychological disturbances, respectively, to quit taking
their medication.
This is
a public service announcement from the dweebs. If you got some kind of psychological disorder and you're on medication, which I would say 87-88% of our listeners are, do not forsake that medication for religion, because it probably, even if you join the church of the Latter-day Colonel, I do not endorse that.
Okay.
I say go please see
The Lottery was written by Shirley Jackson.
Shirley Jackson.
Which was close to
old Henry. Dumb fuck.
I just threw that out.
Wow. So it's,
dumb fuck? I mean, what?
Old Henry.
I mean, old Henry, I said.
Old Henry?
Not old Henry. I said, old Henry. Old Henry.
It is done.
Elderly Hank.
Failure to take certain failure to take certain prescription medications. He's feeling like a badass because his legs are all worked out now. Failure to take certain prescription medications or to consult with a doctor before completing.
I'm like Rocky when he's like jumping on. He's at the top of the stairs.
With your jacket on, and your floppy ear hat.
You
need to get some boxing headgear so nobody can catch you.
I need a side of beef that I can just like pound. I have a ham sandwich at home. I'm beating the shit out of it. bologna.
You do not have a ham sandwich at home, you lying fucker.
He got two slices of Domino's pizza
maybe.
In his refrigerator.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I ever get a ham sandwich, I'll put some Fritos on it.
How about we don't talk about food? How about that, fuckers?
Okay.
Let's just move on.
You can't eat soup.
Big pizza.
I have tomato soup, but it's so bad.
You can't even put crackers in the soup.
No vegetable soup?
No.
What kind of, why are they fucking with you like that?
I don't know why they hate me.
Bastards.
I'm so nice. I don't know why they hate me.
Okay, so this wouldn't be a solid food, but could you eat the mint that I have?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I might be able to chew sugar.
Yes, a cheeseburger's out of the question.
Motherfuckers. So, anyway.
You can't put pizza in a blender?
And liquefy it?
Pizza smoothie.
No, like eventually I could do that, but I don't
think
so.
Oh, that'd be badass, pizza smoothies?
No, it would not be badass.
Put it in the freezer?
It would be so nasty.
Then put it in the microwave? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so nasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some Fritos in there?
I'm glad I didn't eat. All right. Thank you. I feel better about not eating now. Failure to take certain prescription medications or to consult with a doctor before completely suspending the use of prescribed medication can cause symptoms of many neurological or psychological disorders. Well, thank God Timmy put that in, because I'm not sure we would have known.
Another disclaimer from the...
Right.
Yeah, we cannot be at all responsible.
I try to dumb this show down as much as possible for you guys.
For us?
For us?
Yeah.
I think you just insulted our whole listenership.
No, I have to for you guys so you can read it. Because apparently...
Yeah, because we're the ones with pronunciation issues.
Well, you can't read Latin, apparently.
Yeah, my bad.
I got
this
it.
Coming from the man who can't say mole.
Oh, heel.
Or heel.
Continue,
or
please.
Or autopsy.
Continue, please.
The priest performed 67 exorcisms over Annalise for a period of about 10 months, but her condition only worsened.
Holy 60, shit.
Yeah, I mean,
67?
It's like two a week. I figured it out. It's like two a week, and they lasted for like four hours.
Yeah,
4 hours each. You know, and what if you're the priest? And what if something comes up? I mean, you got a PTA meeting or something. Do you cancel the exorcism? Do you reschedule?
Well, how many do you do before you just say, fuck it, it ain't working?
I wonder if you can do it through Skype.
Really, 67, isn't it?
What if you could do it through Skype?
I think you have to be there to throw water.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I think you can get a proxy to throw water.
I don't think so. I think the priest has to hold it. The power of
exorcism by proxy.
No, priests can deputize people.
Did you not? The priest can't deputize
people. Yeah, they can.
Did you not see
people.
The exorcist?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, no. I think he can deputize.
They can deputize.
Assistant priest.
Is that what we would be? Deputized?
Yeah, we'd be deputized.
Online? You can get that. You can do that online.
Yeah.
All right. So, during the rituals, you know, she's carrying out some highly disturbing actions. Here we go. She would scream uncontrollably, cuss repeatedly, and threaten the priest and even her parents.
That sounds like Mrs. Colonel on a bad day.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
This next part, not so much. She licked her own urine off the floor. She ate flies, spiders, and coal. She bit the head off a dead bird.
She's kind of a boner killer, I got to tell you.
But I got to tell you what.
I mean, you see a picture, she's an attractive girl, but you hear all this stuff, and she
kind of turns you off. The dead
boner
bird.
Here's one for you. In one instance, she crawled under a table and barked like a dog for 2 days.
Now, that's a little
That's
hot.
Terrible.
That's kind of hot.
I hear you. He in
No, because well, I think, here's the, I think, I'm laughing because I think most of this, I mean, I think a lot of it's bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on a lot of this.
You're calling shenanigans, all right.
Yes.
She could often be heard screaming through the walls for hours.
Yeah, hold on. That sounds like Mrs. Colonel right there.
Screaming, get the fuck off me so I can watch TV.
Ow.
No.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Tearing off her clothes and pissing on the floor just became like a regular thing.
Yeah.
Throw down some pee pee pads for her, I guess.
Well, Colonel, have you ever peed in the shower?
Well, I believe that showers
Nobody
are meant.
Pees in the shower.
The showers are meant for urinating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take us one step.
I have not defecated in the shower, Timmy.
How about have you peed while taking a bath?
I do not believe I couldn't tell you the last time I took a bath, Timmy.
Okay. Have you ever peed in a sink?
Oh yeah. I peed in the sink just before. Before we came in here.
Brandy.
Somebody, because it's better than soaking the dishes, Timmy.
Have you ever peed in a sink?
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Now hold on, I gotta know this one. When girls pee in the sink, do they gotta sit on the sink?
Yeah.
Because I seen a woman one time.
Isn't there the possibility that the whole thing would come down? The sink would collapse if you put too much pressure. I mean, if you're sitting on it.
Sinks are pretty sturdy.
All right. Well, but here's the thing, and I know what you're getting ready to say.
Do you think there should be urinals for women?
No. But if you care to check it, sinks sit up a little bit higher, mm-hmm. so it would be really hard to get that arc.
No, I just seen a woman standing against a wall, and she just stood against the wall, peed against the wall like a man.
Yeah.
So I was not sure if could you manipulate the angle?
You can, but listen to what I'm telling you. But you can't give it arc. It's hard to give it arc.
It's like a free throw.
To get into the sink.
Yeah, it's like a free throw.
Yeah, you can't do that to get it into the sink. Okay. That's much more difficult.
And when would you pee into the sink?
When the bathroom was really busy and you have to wait at the bar. And
okay, so you did this in public.
Or if you don't like the people having the Christmas dinner party.
All right. Continue, please.
Haven't you ever seen Bridesmaids? They shit in the sink in that movie.
You know, I'll quick one here. My brother had a guy.
Have you ever walked into a restroom and think, did I walk into the men's or did I walk into women's?
Just today I did, because I was on the first
and
floor.
And then you're so relieved to see the urinals.
Yeah. Well, my brother had this guy, and this guy said something nice, or not nice to my brother, but something just rude to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed my brother off, and my brother thought, I can't beat him up because he's just too little. But this guy had a collection of tropical fish that he just loved. So my brother walked over and pissed in his tropical fish tank.
Oh.
Killed about half the fish.
A darling.
Hmm?
Your brother's just a darling.
He's dead now.
He's dead now. God rest his soul.
Yes.
But that was one of his legendary things, pissing in the guy's tropical fish tank.
Seems wrong. Mm. Okay, we good now?
Yeah, Annalise.
Okay, so she was
McKell.
Yeah, so she's pissing on the floor all the time.
Yeah, so she's a mess.
She is a hot mess.
Okay.
They have to let her outside to pee. She just pees on the floor. She would have terrible convulsions, and she would jerk from head to toe. These two shady priests, Ernest and Arnold, grappled with her demons and recorded 42 of the sessions on tape.
Yeah, and they're available online. I listened to some of it, and it just really was just mumbling. I couldn't really make anything out. But you got to watch, because there's some phony ones online, you know, that claims to be the original tapes, and they're not.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
There ain't no nudity in them.
No.
The priest
claims... No, it's not. It's audio tape, not video tape.
The priest claimed that Annalise was possessed by 6 demonic entities. She would go into violent rages and pound her head against the walls of her bedroom. Some of the entities that were named by Annalise included Nero, Hitler, Judas, Cain, and Lucifer.
That's 5?
Any of those could have been looked up in an encyclopedia
brigadier. Well, and you know, why don't she have someone named Elmer? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Or Vlad. I mean, these are all pretty well-known people.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's questionable.
So the priest would talk to these demons, who would refer to Annalise in the third person, calling her a snotty-nosed brat and claiming that she'd been damned since before birth.
You know, somehow a demon's calling a kid a snotty-nosed brat is not somehow, you know, it seems like there's worse things you could say if you're a demon.
You would think, yeah. What? I mean, I'm noticing, yeah, snotty-nosed brat seems kind of...
Yeah.
You know, snotty-nosed brat.
So, over the final year of her life...
I mean, he didn't use the C word or anything.
No.
I think Hitler would have used the C word.
Hitler?
Yeah.
Nero, for sure.
Yeah, Nero, or, you know, Lucifer. That motherfucker
cussed. Lucifer would have just grabbed her right by the hoo-ha.
He cusses like a sailor.
Mm. Over the final year of her
Your
life...
Your good friend.
Yeah,
good friend.
Annalise received no medical care at her own demand... and was put through 67 exorcism sessions.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Annalise stopped taking all her medication, but they began to take their toll on Annalise, these, you know, marathon exorcisms.
Yeah, and then not not giving her meds.
Yeah, over time, the ligaments in her knees ruptured due to the 600 genuflections that she performed obsessively during every exorcism session.
Falling to her knees and praying.
It's an act of reverence consisting of falling onto one or both knees.
Hmm. I never called it a genuflection. I just called it a lucky night.
You're so going to hell.
That was pretty good.
On June 30th...
Well, he doesn't shine very often. That was a pretty good
his
line.
His star is dim, but... Yeah. On June 30th, 1976, during her last rite of exorcism before her death, too weak and emaciated to perform the genuflections on her own, Annalise's parents, they were helpy helpertons, stood and helped carry her through the motions.
Yeah, so here's this little kid, 19-year-old kid, who's down to skin and bones now, barely alive.
Yeah.
And
they're helpful.
They're you know, helping her go through these rituals.
Annalise began talking increasingly about dying to atone for the wayward youth of the day and the
priest of the church.
Of the modern church.
Yeah, the church was
the bad priest.
Yeah.
And she refused to eat towards the end. She started to lose weight drastically. At the last ritual, she weighed only 68 pounds.
Yeah, there's pictures that we're not going to post. I don't think I'll post pictures of her. I'll post a picture of her when she was healthy.
Okay.
But the picture, there's if you want to see them, they're online. She looks like a Holocaust victim. She's so small.
She'd suffered broken knees because of all the
bending
and whatever. And she was unable to move without assistance. And she'd also contracted pneumonia.
Yeah, so these two priests and her parents putting her through this shit without any medical care,
On the 1st of July, 1976, Annalise died in her home. She was only 23 years old.
And she had predicted that she would die. She had predicted that all of her suffering would end on July 1st. Not that she would die, but all her suffering would be over, and that's when she died.
No, my trials will soon be over.
So these fucking priests and her parents basically watched her waste away. And we were talking before this, and we had a conversation, and you know, we talked about Sylvia Likens and the case where the little girl was tortured and starved to death and eventually died. And I mean, other than intent, because her parents certainly didn't intend for her to die, but it's the same.
You know,
the results are
actually
same.
Intent. They just passed a law last week in Tennessee, the religious exemption law, that you for a minor you cannot do faith healing and stuff on them now. That's in Tennessee.
Good.
Yeah, which I mean, I thought was an odd place, Tennessee, because they have a lot.
They do have a lot of.
And it came from a girl. She came in, and by the time they took her to urgent care, she had a tumor as big as a grapefruit on the shoulder that was starting to tear up the skin and stretch it real bad. They sent her immediately to the emergency room, but the parents did not go to the emergency room. They just took her back home, and the girl died, and they have since charged the parents. And
good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for people, you know, religion is fine with me, but...
Now, if you don't want to get a blood transfusion, that's one thing. If someone who is not 18 years old needs a blood transfusion, and you say they don't get a... See, that's the whole thing. If you want to take your life into your own hands...
That's your business.
And die, that's your business.
Yeah,
Go ahead and do it. When it comes to taking other people's lives into your hands, you just don't get to do that.
Well, and, you know, it's...
you wouldn't let a two-year-old walk out on the highway.
Right. It's irresponsible.
Well, the Lord will take care of him.
It's neglectful. So what happened next, Colonel?
Well... there was an autopsy ordered. Because, you know, just because when they're in that little religious bubble, well, they can get by with what they want. But now somebody's dead and you get into the real world.
Right.
And this shit just don't fly. So the autopsy report stated that the cause was malnutrition and dehydration because of being in a semi-starvation state for almost a year while the rites of exorcism were performed.
Idiots.
Now, the coroner maintained that Annalise's death could have been prevented even 1 week before she died with proper care.
Yeah, if they had done force feeding, she would have made it.
1976, the state charged her parents and Ernie and Arnold with negligent homicide. The trial started on March 30, 1978, in the district court and drew very intense interest.
You know, you make a good point, though. I mean, I never thought of it in this context. And though I do think her parents and these priests were neglectful. But she was 19 at the time.
Right. So, well, I mean, I don't think she was. She had the mental capacity to.
Maybe not yet. Yeah, I think that was it. That she didn't have, because of her psychological problems, she didn't have capacity to make those decisions.
And you know, the other thing is, if you're walking by somebody got a knife wound in the chest and whatever, there ain't no law that says you got to help them.
Right.
But there's a law that says you can't put a knife wound in the damn chest.
Right.
You know, and they kind of created all this. So anyway, before the court, doctors testified that Annalise was not possessed, stating this was a psychological effect because of her strict religious upbringing and her epilepsy. But Dr. Richard Roth, who was asked for medical help by Alt, allegedly told her during the exorcism, "There is no injection against the devil, Annalise."
Yeah, this medical doctor wanted to sit in on some of the exorcisms, and they let him, this Dr. Roth. And, you know, so, I mean, he wasn't charged, but as far as I'm concerned, he was party to this.
And, you know, and he's wrong, too, because if you come to the church, or the First Church of the Latter-day Colonel, mm-hmm. we will give you vaccinations against the devil.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, you got to be a full member. Oh, 1995
I see. You get flu shot for that as well?
Flu shot, pneumonia shot, streptococcus shot, whatever.
Yeah, fucking streptococcus. You got to watch out for that shit.
Now, anyway, the tape recordings were played to the court of the exorcism over 11 months, which led to her death. The priests were defended by lawyers, retained by the church, and claimed that the exorcism was legal and that the German Constitution protected citizens in the unrestricted exercise of their religious beliefs.
That's where you're getting back to just what you were talking about, the law in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's my big beef with organized religion, is here they are, just in this example. Religion is fine when it's what people believe, whatever, that's great. Find them comfort, whatever. But then it becomes organized. And when it becomes organized, the church becomes just like any other organization, whether it's British Petroleum, whether it's the Gambino family, whether it's government, and they protect their own. So when some shit goes down, it's all about protecting the organization. Like here, you know, they lawyered up so that the church could not be sued. Just, you know, the same way with what happened with the, you know, the abuse with the priest. So it's, you know, like I said, I'm okay with religion, but organized religion can suck at times.
Well, Timmy, you're going straight to hell.
Probably.
Well, to get back to the story.
I thought you was going to defend the Church of the Colonel and your practices.
Well, no, this is a Catholic church. Now, the Church of the Latter-day
Colonel. Well, I mean, it's Catholic
Church
in this instance, but I'm talking about any
church. Well, the Church of the Latter-day Colonel is different, Timmy, than the Catholic Church, in that we would never have allowed. So, see, what we would have done was we would have told the girl, take your meds, come to the room, here's some bugs, here's a bottle to catch your urine. You just go ahead and go at it.
I see.
Try not to pee on the floor.
I see. You're much more advanced.
Yeah, well, sure. We're
church.
A progressive church, to
I
me.
See.
We would have gave her injection against the devil, and she would have been fine.
Hmm? Against Brandy?
Yeah, against Brandy. Brandy would not have been able to show her face.
Brandy/Lucifer.
Yeah.
Brandy was probably the sixth demon that we couldn't come up with.
That's the one we couldn't find. Uh-huh. Yeah, Brandy. Yeah. With
that
an eye.
Done? So I'm not bothering the two of you fuckers. Go ahead.
No, of course you're not bothering us. You're sitting over there playing Candy Crush.
Would you like a cheeseburger?
I believe he's found your Achilles heel.
I believe he's about ready to find my fucking foot of his ass.
Continue, Colonel.
I get a little scared when she gets that look on her face now.
So anyway, now both of these priests insisted on on that. They claimed demons identified themselves as Lucifer, Cain, Judas Iscariot, Hitler, and Nero, amongst others.
Brandy.
They further stated she was finally freed because of the exorcism right before her death.
Oh, of course.
Right, it worked.
Right before her death.
Good job.
When a slimy, nasty, snot-covered demon named Brandy crawled out of her belly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they didn't claim that, but they did claim that.
Had a hamburger in one hand and a protein shake in another.
So. But they did claim that the operation was a success, but the patient died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the prosecution maintained that Annalise's strange behavior was a result of a deteriorating physical and mental health. They also noted that the two recordings were very similar to those in the blockbuster movie The Exorcist, which was released just 2 years prior.
Yeah, so there was a, you know, the thought is here that what they, you know, what she was doing is just parenting shit that she saw in the movie The Exorcist. Yeah. Did you ever see The Exorcist?
I did. I mean, you remember, like what she did with the cross.
I know, but, you know, that was a big movie when it came out. I mean,
yeah.
It was popular. Continue, Colonel.
Bishop Mengele.
No, Stangle.
Stangle, well, just like Mengele. Said that he was not aware of an alarming health condition when he approved of this exorcism, and he did not testify. So if he did not testify, how could he testify that he was not aware?
Again, circling the wagons.
Contradictions.
Yeah, they're circling the wagons because, you know.
See, you don't need exorcism. You just need a good laying on the hands, Timmy. Good laying on the hands.
Yeah,
now, it won't
whatever.
Work with the devil over here. I try it. Her devilishness is too powerful. Lightning bolts that fly out of her ass and whatnot. But So anyway, the accused were found guilty of manslaughter resulting from this negligence and sentenced to 6 months in jail, which was later suspended because apparently they must have raped her too. So anyway, and 3 years of probation. So the rape thing was a social commentary.
Yes.
But yes, they basically got 3 years probation for this. It was a far lighter sentence than had been anticipated. Tis a far, far lighter sentence than I have anticipated, as Shakespeare would say.
I see, Colonel.
But it was more than was requested by the prosecution.
Jesus.
Who had asked that the priest only be fined a wee amount and that the parents be found guilty but not punished.
Here's the thing. Yeah, they said that the parents had suffered enough. Here's the thing again.
It's like, you know, killing your parents and saying,
fucking prosecution in bed with the church.
Yeah.
And this is how this shit goes down.
Now, the Catholic Church later agreed that Annalise Michael had been suffering from severe mental disorder, and it was concluded she had not been possessed by demons.
Oh, my bad.
No. The church, however, later did say that one Brandy Scott Herman was in fact possessed by demons, but exorcism, up to this point, there's been 117 attempts, have failed.
Continue, Colonel, with the story.
Yeah, Colonel.
So the church approving such an old-fashioned exorcism rite drew public and media attention. The case has been labeled as a misidentification of mental illness, negligence, abuse, and religious hysteria. Now, years after their daughter's death, Annalise's parents still maintained that she had been possessed. After the trial, the parents asked authorities for permission to exhume the remains of their daughter. They wanted to see if the demon was still in there and dig it out.
Basically,
the official reason was presented by the parents to authorities was that she had been buried in undue hurry in a cheap coffin. But the real request for this, Timmy, the real request may have been that a Carmelite nun from the district of Agua, southern Bavaria, told the parents that she'd had a vision of their daughter's still intact body, which authenticated the supernatural character of this case, Timmy.
Yeah, so this nun tells her she has visions of her daughter. So,
God.
So they asked permission to exhume the body. So what happens next?
Almost 2 years after the burial, her decomposed body was put in a new oak coffin lined with tin. So the demons were trapped in there forever.
Yeah, but the key word you said there was decomposed body. She wasn't intact.
Yeah, I actually...
Well, shame on that nun. Shame on her.
Well, shame on all of them. Well, They were all just weirdos.
Shame, pox on her house.
See, and that's how I feel about organized religion. I mean, this one, in this case, we're talking about Catholics, but, I mean, the Catholic religion. But really, the pox on all their houses. Never mind.
You know, Jimmy, did you ever watch, and it's kind of consistent.
I'm not against religion. I'm just against organized religion.
Did you watch True Detective, the first season?
If people believe whatever they want to believe, but I'm just saying.
Well, Matthew McConaughey says, when the first monkey said to the other monkey, hey, that guy up there and pointed to the sun said, you should give me some of your shit. I mean, at the end of the day, that's kind of how I feel about it, is that churches are a way to redistribute wealth.
Like I say, they just take
they do
on
a lot of good.
They become like any other organization, and they look out after the organization. It's more important than, you know, the people that they're in the organization or the people they serve. It becomes just like a government, the government, or a big business, or, you know, a mob family, whatever.
Well, it's because
they circle the wagons.
Back in the old days, when you were born into nobility, the only way you could get any political power, Timmy, was to join the church, because the church had all the political power. One of the reasons priests could not be married is because the church wanted their property when they died. So the whole problem with when you get into organized religion becomes human nature and how it reacts with power. When you give people power, they abuse it. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and this is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, and then once they have power and abuse that power, they try to...
Like they did with the sex abuse cases.
Yeah, so I think that's the case with any church that you're involved in.
Oh yeah, I'm not just saying this about.
Oh no,
Catholic
but I'm saying that's human nature that you when you get power, people abuse it, and
it becomes all about saving
your own ass.
Yeah, of course, and saving the church instead of doing the right thing.
Yeah.
As in this case, you know, they lawyered up. This poor little girl's dead because of religious malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was complete negligence on their part. But, you know, no one's going to pay for it. You know, there's no consequence for it because the state is in bed with the church. So, I mean, really nothing happens. Girl dies for no reason, nothing happens.
Yeah, her grave today is a pilgrimage center for fringe believers.
Jesus.
Now, the number of officially sanctioned exorcisms has decreased in Germany due to this case, in spite of Pope Benedict XVI's support for wider use of it compared to Pope John Paul II, who previously made the rules more strict, involving only very rare cases in 1999. Three films. The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which focuses on this, on the court case, really, and not the exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
Requiem and Annalise, the exorcist tapes, are loosely based on her story. Now, in 2013, a fire broke out and destroyed the house where Annalise grew up, Timmy. Coincidence? I think not. Although police said it was a case of arson, local town people attributed to the demons that escaped from Annalise and burned the house down.
Oh, I'm calling bullshit.
I'm just telling you what they said.
Brandy, your final thoughts on the exorcism of Annalise McGill. Yeah.
Shame on all those people. That was just, there's no reason for it. Pox on their house. Shame. Shame on them.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
Because they're the adults. They were supposed to be the adults and take care of her.
Colonel, your final thoughts on the...
I got no thoughts on this one, Timmy. I think it's just
one of those twisted things that the poor girl was mentally ill and she did not have people taking care of her that should have been taken care of her.
Okay, so, Brandy, do you have any shout-outs?
I do. Shonda. Olivia. Angelo. Brandy. Brian Lawton. Heather Poole. Jeff Chestnut. Lady Beverly.
Would you leave Lady Beverly is mine.
And Angie. We're thinking of you today, Angie and Allie.
Angie and Allie, absolutely. We're definitely thinking about
yes,
you.
Yes, we are. That's all.
I got a few.
Okay. Of course you do.
I got Colton, of course.
Colton.
Andy. The lovely Tasha. Amber Krupp. Big John Holmes. Angie Ball. Liz Evans. Thank you. Katya. How are you, Katya? Patty Wooten, Denny McNamara, Fallon, Annalise, Stacy Lynn, Teresa Slavin, Angelo, Jim Barron, Angela Cobes.
Ooh,
yes. Ooh, wait a minute, I got one. Steve Miller.
I was going to get to Steve Miller.
Yeah. No, Steve Miller's mine.
He's one of our newer members of History Dweebs, the podcast page.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining the page, Steve. Sorry about the Steve Miller jokes. Steve Miller band jokes.
Got Sean Hughes, Brandy McBride, Erica, Bridget.
Lisa Lawton is also, you mentioned Brian. So
okay.
Lisa.
The whole Trowbridge family, we're throwing you all in together. Kim Taylor,
of course.
Doesn't
seem right.
Tommy Boomershine, Mary Ray, the lovely Jahara.
Samantha LeClaire,
Janet, Irish, lovely Irish lass, Janet Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Yay.
Maggie
Chris,
Ann Glover.
Chris and Britt.
Lindsay Mollins.
Would you?
I'm sorry. I get carried away. Rochelle Burden.
Son of a bitch.
He continues to fucking dog, doesn't he?
What do you say? Well, you're dicking around. I'm moving on.
Dicking around.
I want to go to Scotland.
Okay.
Sandy September, of course.
You cannot.
Amanda Bocce Ball.
You cannot become the manager of the Stonehenge, though.
Blow me. I can't if I want.
No, you're
Amy
not qualified.
Amy Payne.
I'm more than qualified.
And we got another lovely Irish lass, Tim.
K.S. Douglas is a new member of our page as well. Welcome, K.S. And Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew Jabon.
What's it take to
did
be
did you put Gabriella Lewis down there? Because I
no.
got her as a new member.
I can mow the grass.
You
and
put
I can,
everybody
I mean,
else.
What, you don't have to polish those things.
Well, you They're have to count right them every day.
Well, I can do that and I can mow.
Look, if you motherfuckers don't stop talking while I do the shout-outs, I'm going to take my microphone and go home.
She wants to be a manager of Stonehenge. She
There's
no
managing of Stonehenge, for fuck's sake.
Yes, there is.
They've been there for 10,000 years. What the fuck
there was a job posting for a position.
But she's not qualified.
Stonehenge.
Have you ever managed any other...
have you managed the Grand Canyon?
I work with rocks.
Except for that big yapper of yours? That might be the Grand Canyon.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else, Colonel?
Let's see. I was trying to get in there. Another lovely Irish lass, Frances Darton.
Frances, yes.
She's one of the colonel's.
I would like to call
followers.
Her Frances.
I'm
Sarah
know,
Spaghetti.
I don't think your fan base is as
well,
great
you
as
just,
you seem
you know,
to claim.
You worry about what you're doing over there.
What about Brittany and Chris?
I got Brittany and Chris.
All right.
Sarah Spaghetti.
You are not letting him do his thing.
I know, you're fucking jumping in here while...
M. Waterfall. How do you pronounce Amanda's last name, Colonel?
Okay, I'm not gonna do any more, and when these people start writing in...
Now continue, Colonel, please.
We got, of course, Tiffany.
Tiffinator.
The Tiffinator. Nicole and Shannon, of course. Jahara, lovely Jahara. Jennifer Burdick. Allie, of course, and the lovely Ms. Barnes.
Karen Barnes.
Bonds, Karen Bonds.
Barnes, Karen
and
Barnes.
Bond.
Jean Bond.
Jean Bond.
Karen Barnes is pissed at you because you left, she's on Team Colonel, and you left her out.
I got her here.
Well, not this time.
Lindsay Mullen, did you put her down? She's a new listener.
Yes, I did.
Elise.
Trish Hillard.
Elise, Trish Hillard.
Teresa Slavin.
Yes. Tara.
Jennifer Seaman.
Yes, Jennifer and Linda.
Jennifer and Linda.
We had a,
no, you keep
Larry,
going to me.
No, Larry.
Because I got a list here.
Let me see. Larry left us. Larry, yeah, he left us a very nice review on iTunes.
Oh, that's true. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Carlos Perez and Olivia.
Stephanie Quick out there in San Francisco Bay Area.
Michael Birdsall.
And his Sydney. Lovely girlfriend, Sydney.
Mm-hmm. And their beautiful dog, Wonder.
Wonder. Yes.
Missy Horton-Dean.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to let you just take it over.
Tommy Boomershine.
Take it over.
Larry said Tommy Boomershine.
Well, let's say it twice. Continue, Colonel.
Just so nice we said it twice.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done, yeah. Maggie Glover, I got her. Larry, Carlos, Olivia.
All right. You probably missed someone.
Jennifer Jahara.
I got Olivia.
Jessica Bishop.
All right.
All right. Do we have anyone else? We're ready to go.
We do not.
Okay. Did you say Monica, who had a birthday recently? Marvin Hammond down there in Australia.
Jim Barron.
Jim Barron.
Jim Barron the torturer.
We'll get Casey on soon.
Yes, yes. Andy? You forgot Andy?
Did I?
Yes.
I'm looking off the list you gave me.
Well, you need to... Kim Taylor. You didn't even mention Kim Taylor. How do you pronounce Amanda's last name?
Motherfucker, I said Kim Taylor like four times.
Three or four.
Because you kept interrupting me.
How do you say... Jamie Tarantino, thank you very much.
You should look and see how many steps you have in. While we wrap up the show.
I have Amanda. How do you pronounce Amanda's last name?
Cobes.
No.
Oh, Amanda Bocce Ball. Amanda Fenton Bocce Ball.
I don't think that's how you
pronounce it. I think that's totally it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you nailed it.
John Cunningham. Okay, I have 15,057 steps in so far today, and it's only 2:45.
Well, we should wrap this up then so you can get some more.
Okay, so we get everyone. Okay,
yes.
when is, where can people, no, my mom.
And the lovely and wonderful Dottie Scott.
Okay, so where can, in Waterfall.
Yes.
Motherfucker, we've done.
Yeah. Where can people find us, Brandy?
They can find us on Facebook.
Bitch. Yes, we have two pages on Facebook. We have History Dweebs page where we post history stuff, and then we have the page where we interact with listeners. That's History Dweebs, the podcast group. So join that page. All the people we mention here are part of that group, and we would love to have you join as well. Is this Logan's birthday week?
Oh. Yesterday was my boy's 19th birthday.
Happy birthday, Logan. Okay.
He's going to Chicago, leaving for Chicago tonight, and he will be up there till Sunday.
Have a great time, Logan. So, where else can people find
Twitter?
Twitter. My friend Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Twitter, you can follow us at HistoryDweebs1.
iTunes.
iTunes. Please leave us a review. If you leave us a positive review, you're sure to get mentioned on our next show.
And Libsyn.
Yeah, Libsyn. And Stitcher. Stitcher, all the podcast apps. We're more popular than Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're a household name.
Sure.
So, any final thoughts, Colonel, before we leave? Any words of wisdom you would like to impart?
Well, I would like you just all to stay on your meds. I know, and Timmy said some bad things about churches. Keep going to your church. Don't let him dissuade you.
But for the love of God.
I did not say stay on your meds.
Nothing bad about religion, just organized religion.
And I don't want to divulge any break any HIPAA laws, but you know, Tiffany and Jessica and Janet, don't come off your meds. You know what happens? You get all crazy and
Oh my God.
That's not a nice thing to say.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, everybody,
sure
for listening.
We'll see you next time.
You remember what happened when Nicola came off her
meds? Give us a little Jailhouse Rock. Colonel, to take us out.
No.
One for
what the
morning,
hell was that?
Two for the show, three to get ready. Now we gotta go.
We'll see y'all next time.
Sorry, my bad.
See you next time on History Dweebs. Bye bye.
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 Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.